Hello, everybody. Come on in. I tell you what, y'all, I always get a little nervous. I've been doing this a long time and I still get a little nervous. Good morning, Audrey. And you know what I call that? Being alive. I'm living today, just feeling a little nervous. So I'm alive today. All right. Well, come on in, everybody. Let me know you can hear me. Thank you, Audrey. Deep breath. Let's all just take a deep breath. We just forget how shallowly we breathe sometimes. All right, y'all. I am Coach Betsy. Good morning, Miss Sandy. Who is ready to lose some weight in June? June is my birthday month. I know Corinne's is July, but my birthday is the 28th of June. So, won't y'all give me some pounds this month, this next month, and then when we do drop it like it's hot in July, you can give Corinne some pounds. All right. So, let's do this. All right. Thank y'all. Yes. I will be 51. I will have gotten through the 50. I love it. I love it. Let's keep on living. Keep on living and growing and all the things. All right. Well, let's. Oh, Laura, yours is just a week before mine. So, Cancer, right? Well, I think we've got Geminis and Cancer. Cancer is the latter half of the month. So, yeah, so we got Geminis and Cancers, I think, in June. So, all right, how to lose 5 pounds. Let's talk about it. First off, who is excited about Healthify? If y'all have checked your email, give me a emoji, give me a something in the chat. Healthify is our focus for this month. Right, for June. I just finished listening to it yesterday, so I am it is all fresh in my mind. I'm glad to answer any questions I can answer about that course. But y'all, it is amazing. It is something that we have needed in the membership for a long time. It is basically a no BS nutrition course. Okay, so for those of y'all who are like, okay, I understand hunger and enough. I understand water and sleep. Sometimes I just don't know what to eat, right? I don't know what's healthy. We've gotten so many conflicting messages over the years with all these bullshit diets we've been on about what foods we need to eat most of the time. And then sometimes it's good and bad foods and all the things. So, it will just answer so many of your questions because it answered mine. Y'all, I've been around for a long time. It answered questions I didn't even know I had. So, yeah. And Wendy says, I have concerns about blanket nutrition information, but decided we'll listen and can always stop. Absolutely, Wendy. But here's the thing. We are not telling you, like, eat this, not that. Okay, so I just don't want you all to think, please, y'all, please, I beg you, do not turn this into a set of rules to try to practice perfectly. Okay, all this is just very helpful nutrition information, but there are no have-tos in here. There are no, this is what's good and this is what's bad. I actually made a note as I was going through the course that of the kind of the common themes that flow throughout the course, okay? Because it is absolutely no different than what we're already teaching in OBS, but it is just but the, you know, there's a module on protein, there's a module on carbs, there's a module on fat and just what kind of stuff it does in your body. And all that kind of stuff. But again, all of these things are just optional tools, optional things you can do, and you all know your body best. Okay. And speaking of questions, yeah, Wendy says, was thinking maybe, I think it is. It was the nutrition class we all should have gotten in high school. Exactly. But instead, we were hearing stuff like carbs are bad, and then fat's bad, and then, we need to get a bunch of protein in, but it's like, we've just learned so many different things from different diets, from the media, from our parents growing up, all and a lot of it is conflicting information. So I just feel like this course really does help to clarify all of that. Okay. So just go through it with an open mind and see what comes up, because I will tell you all, stuff came up for me where it was like, well, am I supposed to be doing that? Have I been doing it wrong? Da, 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 right? And I was like, okay, this is what's supposed to be happening. I'm supposed to be, stuff's supposed to come up for me. And then I'm supposed to listen. And because a lot of times questions are going to come up for you as you're listening to this course. And what do y'all do with questions? Number one, try to answer them yourself. But if you can't, what do you do after that? Quiz time. Somebody tell me in the chat, what do you do with questions you can't answer yourself in no BS? Thank you, Caitlin, as coaches. Okay. And also, you all might have heard from MJ this week that Coach Christy, who wrote the Healthify course, okay, y'all, she is our expert on nutrition, hormones, all that kind of stuff inside No BS. She is going to be leading the Q&As on Wednesdays now. And so you all can attend live. You can tag her in Facebook and say, hey, will you answer this question on the Q&A? You can put your question in Ask Coaches and she will see it. And y'all, if it's some question I can't answer in Ask Coaches, because we just, we go through and we answer just questions, whoever gets to the first question, that's what we answer. But if there's some kind of question that I can't answer and Coach Christy can, I'll leave it for her to answer. Okay. So please don't sit in confusion. Sit in thinking you got to be perfect at something and stay stuck. Okay. So I was talking about kind of the common themes that run through this course. Okay. And then we'll get to some coaching, by the way. So while I'm doing this, anyone who wants some coaching, please raise your hand. This is an open coaching call. That's the main purpose of this call. So please, I want to talk to a few of you all. Okay. But in the meantime, I'll talk about kind of what I saw as these common themes running through the course. Okay. Number one, the first module talks about being a well-fed woman. Okay. And that's kind of a thing we're talking about a lot here around No BS. And I love it because we are not about sitting around getting hangry in No BS, right? I've been there, done that with other diets I was on, right? And y'all, I am not very fun to be around. I just ask my husband when I am hangry. Okay. So, what does being a well-fed woman mean to you? Okay. We might just have some journal prompts that come out of this call. Okay. And that's one of them. What does being a well-fed woman mean to me? If I am well-fed, what does that look like for me? I'll tell y'all what it means to me. And I haven't even journaled about this, but just as I was saying that, what comes up for me is I know exactly how I want my body to feel when I am well-fed. I know what feeling good in my body means to me. It's, I'm not hungry. I'm not uncomfortably full. I don't have a bunch of gurgling. I don't have a bunch of gas. It's really like kind of what I don't have, right? It's really just like it's kind of the way I feel right now. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich that my husband made for me this morning, and I feel well fueled. I feel well fed this morning. Okay. I had some protein, had some carbs for some energy, and had a good piece of full fat cheese on there. Y'all are gonna learn all about this in the course. but I feel great. And then I know I will get hungry again in 3 to 4 hours, if not maybe a little bit longer. So I ate that around 8, 8:30. So I'll be getting hungry again around 12, 12:30, something like that. Okay. That's what being well fed means to me. Also, I know how my poop, how I want my poop to be when I'm a well fed woman. And well fed, the word well, y'all think about it. It means well in terms of enough food and then not too much food. But well also means to me the type of food, the quality of food. Okay. But what you'll learn about in this course is someone mentioned the 80-20 rule. We call it a rule, but again, that doesn't mean we're doing anything perfectly around here. And that's one of the common themes that runs through this course is we ain't trying to do nothing perfect because that's just not a thing. And when we do, y'all, I've been there. I've tried that. When we try to do something perfect and then we're human and we don't do it perfect, we want to quit. Well, how's that helping? Okay. Practice. We're always practicing. Okay. So the 80-20 rule is that we want to practice, once again, eating in the way that feels best to our body, that it gives us the nutrition we want about 80% of the time. And then 20% of the time are our fun foods, are our foods that maybe aren't as nutritious, that maybe do have, maybe don't, feel great in our body all the time. And that's about 20% of the time. Okay. But here's the thing. I'm not trying to do a bunch of math with that. Now, I did have a client that I was working with, a private client that I was working with earlier this week. And I said, she started doing some math, but she did figure out that that was about 20% was about 4 to 5 meals a week. I mean, if you just do math, right? If we're at 21 meals for a week, then 20% of that is around 3 to 4, 4 to 5 meals a week. But it's not just meals, y'all. It's also individual choices inside your meals. It's also drinks. It's also dessert. So I just like that idea. But again, no perfectionist stuff, okay? Because that's not going to help us to try to be perfect at it. So that's one of that kind of the common themes is well-fed woman. We're not getting into perfectionist bullshit here. We're not trying to be perfect at it. I talked about the 80-20 rule. No bad foods. Y'all, good, better, best. And there's a whole lesson again on how to apply good, better, best with all of this. And that's a lesson that is in our very basic No BS weight loss course. Y'all, good, better, best is a real thing. Good foods, that's what's part of the 20%. And they're still good. They're not bad. Okay. So, no bad foods. Please don't vilify any foods. Those foods didn't do nothing to you. And let's learn to enjoy them around. It's somewhere in that 20%. Okay. Another kind of common theme with the course, and by the way, y'all, please somebody raise your hand. Okay. I'm going to keep talking, but somebody raise your hand. Don't all raise your hand at once. Another common theme is, or just, kind of another thread that runs through the course is we're still always paying attention to hunger and enough. Okay. I coach a lot of people. I'm gonna grab a Kleenex real quick. Runny nose, allergies. I coach some of my private clients on being a little bit more protein forward, right, as we age. But here's the thing, y'all, we're going to come up against, if we really get, hard and fast on a certain amount of grams of protein every day, we might come up against, but I'm not hungry anymore. So what's your priority there? Right? Now, me, I'm gonna always default to, all right, I'm not hungry. A car alarm going on outside. I don't know if y'all can hear it. Who has car alarms anymore? I guess a lot of people do. I'm not gonna eat if I'm not hungry, most of the time, just to get some more protein in. Okay? But you've got to figure out what's your priority there. Okay? Same thing with, if I've had enough, right? I'm not gonna overeat just to get more protein in. I'm basically saying the same thing. Another thing that Corinne talks about all throughout the course is thinking before we eat. That is what this is all about, y'all. It's not about being perfect. It's not about following a bunch of rules. It's about being a little bit more aware, a little bit more thoughtful about what we eat, when we eat, how we eat. Okay. And then finally, there is a lesson. The last module in the course, y'all, is even if you don't take anything else away and you don't change your eating at all, which you absolutely don't have to after you've listened to all these lessons, the last module, it's called Putting It All Together. It is just a amazing review of what we do here in OBS. Okay. And it talks about all the things I've already talked about. We're not about being perfect. There are no bad foods. Thinking before you eat. And then Corinne also reminds us of the spirit of the plan. And this has to do with planning our food, right? Where, again, we're not trying to get perfect when we make a plan, a food plan. We are trying to, do our best, maybe give ourselves some options, and also be okay with changing our minds sometimes, changing something up sometimes, and being okay with that. Does it follow the spirit of the plan? Am I thinking before I'm eating? All that kind of stuff. Okay. So it's an amazing course, and I really recommend that all of you just go through it with an open mind, an open heart, and see what you can learn, but also get aware of maybe what might come up as you go through the course. And y'all, we all have diet mentality. If we've been on a bunch of diets when, growing up, I talked to so many people whose sweet mamas put them on a diet when they were 8 years old, and they've been doing it ever since, y'all. We've got to be okay with maybe some stuff coming up when we listen to some of this stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And I haven't been doing, da, da, da. Let that come up and really, really be kind to yourself if any of that comes up, okay? Because you don't have to change one thing. One thing yet. That's actually another common another thread that runs through the course is the whole idea of leveling up. Is it really going to help us to, to take all this information and let's make 47 changes this week in how we eat? No, that's too much for us, y'all. It's too much. It's not doable. It's not sustainable. Don't do that to yourself. What is one little thing that you want to add or that you want to level up this week? I want y'all to let me know in the chat. I tell you what, if nobody's going to raise their hand, we'll just talk in the chat or send me some Q&As. But raise your hand too if you want some coaching. I mean, I can only do so much, but I'd love to talk to some of you all. But let me know in the chat. I mean, there's 100 of y'all, 99 in here. So let me know. This is, I mean, and this kind of really has to do with this call, right? How to lose 5 pounds this month. Okay, Karen F. and Brent, water. Well, I mean, it's fine you say it every week. I mean, are you saying it? Raise your hand, Karen, if you want to talk about water. But like, I say it every week. Is that implying like I should have had it figured out by now? Because, that's Darlene. Darlene, you be brave. She says, be brave, somebody. Raise your hand. All right, now we got a couple people. We got a couple of brave people. Maybe you needed to say water every week for 2 months for it to kick in. Let's not, make that a big deal. Okay? My water over here is a. It is just, it is a going to be a lifetime work in progress. I don't ever expect this thing to ever be figured out 100% or done perfectly. Ever. I will take a drink now that I'm holding it. So, what is your one thing? All right, let's see. Small plate at dinner. More protein for breakfast, Sandy. You're going to get some great ideas. This is the other great thing about the course, y'all. I could talk about it all day. Corinne just throws out all throughout the lessons. This is what you could do. You could do this. This is what I do. This is what da 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 da. And you take the ideas and you leave the rest. Okay? But she throws out a million ideas on how you can get more protein in at different meals, some great examples of healthy fats. And also, y'all, the guide. Don't forget about the guide. I'm old school. I always print them out. But there's all kinds of great ideas in the guide, okay? And some good worksheets too. So, all right, y'all. Now that I've begged everybody to get coaching, I gotta do it. Okay. All right, Miss Kathleen, see what you got. Then we got Cindy, Karen, and Julie. Forty seven changes would be horrible on the nervous system. Yes, exactly, Laura.
Unmute.
Let's see. I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. You can't see me.
Yes,
Oh, let
let's
me
see.
start my video.
There we go.
Okay.
Hey.
I am sitting outside in the wind, and
Okay.
what I wanted to share, Betsy, is I do private coaching with Betsy, everybody. So Betsy knows me well. And I've done private coaching with you for what, 2 years, two and a half
Yeah, a
years,
while
something
now.
like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I highly recommend private coaching if you can do it because it's awesome.
Yes, and I've got a
But
few openings right now. I've got a few
yeah,
openings, so
and
reach
Betsy's
out.
in particular, awesome.
Thank you.
But I wanted to share with everybody, since we're on here talking about how to lose 5 pounds, and that was my goal for the summer because I've just been kind of maintaining, and I still have like 10, 15 pounds left to lose. And I'm like, for the summer, Betsy, I'd like to lose 5 pounds. And I'm like, how can I do it? And so this was a couple of weeks ago when I met with her, and we decided that I would start planning and assessing again, which I've been a no BS woman for about 6 years. And I just kind of thought, like, you know what? I pretty much eat the same things. I know what I'm doing, It's just that's like an extra step. I don't need to do that anymore because it's all up here. Well, everybody, it made all the difference. So 2.5 weeks ago, I think I started planning and assessing again. And I have lost 3.5 pounds already. And I could not tell you what the difference is in my eating because I don't feel like I'm eating anything different. But
So
It's
what
a
do you
little
think is
magical.
different? What do you think is
Well,
different?
okay, so I think it is the intentionality. Like, right now I'm like, I plan in the morning and I plan before I eat something. And so I'm like thinking right now, like, what do I want to eat today? What will make me feel good? What will make me feel satisfied? What will make me feel good tomorrow? What might make the scale move a little bit tomorrow? And so it's just this intentionality that has made all the difference in the world. So I wanted to get on and share that because
Yeah, thank you.
it's just huge and it's such a small thing. I don't feel like I've changed really anything. It's one of those like, oh, it's not good enough.
But isn't that like the best news, right? It's like you change something that doesn't feel hard to do, right? Doesn't even feel like very much effort. And but it is enough of really thinking before you eat, right? That's really what it is that you're doing by planning and assessing, and it's paying off, right? It's creating results for you. And so for all of you all on here and on the replay, it's like, what is your not good enough thing, right? Feels like it's not good enough that really could move the needle for you if you just give it a chance to work.
So, hi, Betsy. I just wanted to share that with
I'm so
everybody.
glad
So
you
that's all.
did, because it's a perfect example of what we've been talking about.
It
So,
is. It really
all
is.
right. Well, you enjoy that sunshine.
Thank
Okay.
you.
All
All
right.
right.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. There we go. All right. Zoom's just a little slow. Okay, Cindy, you're up next. D-d-d-d- Sandy's on the mend. Laura likes private coaching with me too. Yeah, I've got a few openings. If anybody wants to talk, y'all reach out. All right, Miss Cindy. Oh, we're thinking about you,
Okay,
Sandy. All
so
right.
I'm unmuted. Let me
All
figure out
right.
the video.
Okay, I may, let's see, I bet I can ask you to start it. There we go. Maybe that'll work.
Okay,
Here we go. Here you
there we
come.
go.
Hey.
Okay, so a couple 3 years ago, I was in my maintenance range,
Okay.
and at that point, I was at the upper end of my maintenance range, and my thoughts were, I'm gonna have to start leveling up, or I'm not gonna get any down anymore. And so this next month with the whole, I know it's healthify, but I feel like it's leveling up your foods.
Absolutely.
And my brain just freaks out,
Nice.
because I restricted so much in the past, not letting myself have any good foods when I was, I'm 61, so I have 50 years, just under 50 years of dieting. And so from that point, though, the 2023, I was in my maintenance range. I've been gaining. And so I really went, I think my brain went rebellious and just was like, I just don't know how to get past those thoughts, that leveling
Let's.
up is just going back to what I was before, when I was so restrictive and trying to lose.
So let me ask you this question. This is the question that came to mind when you were talking, was how can leveling up not include restriction, not be restriction?
How can leveling up not be restriction? Well, if I still allow myself some good foods, but just leveling up the things that I already eat. So changing them so that they're maybe
not as much butter or,
Right.
you
Like, I mean,
know,
this is where
even.
we can, yeah. I mean, like, what is something I would really not miss a whole lot?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or
Like,
even leveling up like chips, you know, instead of the regular chips, have baked chips
yeah.
or.
Would that feel restrictive to you?
No, I actually like those.
Okay. Because that's
Yeah.
your question. That is your question for June, right? Is would this, does this feel restrictive or not? Right.
Okay.
And like, I mean, let's absolutely go to, you know, if it's like, yes, it would, it's like, okay, well, maybe this needs to be part of that 20%, which you will learn about
Right.
if you haven't already. But like, what is something that just doesn't feel like a big deal? But also, let's not forget, leveling up can also be I'm getting another 8 ounces of water a day, right? I'm maybe going
Yeah.
to sleep 15 minutes earlier, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff too. Because we
Yeah.
don't want to just, for you, it's like your brain is just equating leveling up with taking all the good food away.
And restricting, yeah.
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 And like, you know, not letting myself have stuff, you
Yeah.
know, as often or at all. Usually it kind of goes to at all. Like, and it's like, no, we don't ever want to cut out stuff, right? I
Yeah.
mean, stuff that
Yeah.
you like, right? Maybe we don't have it quite as often, but a lot of times we don't even need to do that. It's
Yeah.
again these little changes of, because Corinne has talks about that in the course. She's like, maybe you don't put some mayonnaise on, you know, something, or maybe you don't, you know, like, you know, she's big on the bread basket where it's like, you know, that's not worth it to me or whatever it is,
Right.
right? But it's stuff like, let's find the stuff that's just not that big of a deal first.
Yeah, and I have leveled up some things that are
Okay.
consistently that it, you know, like pancakes. We have pancakes. I don't put syrup on them. I don't
Here we
put
go.
butter on them. I put applesauce and peanut butter,
Perfect
you know.
example.
So there are those, but then, you know.
Like, what's one? Let's work with one that's like, but what about this, Betsy? This feels, you know, hard or
Well,
very
like
restrictive.
every night I have some kind of dessert with my dinner.
Okay.
It's either a Dove chocolate, or I have a cookie or something. You know, we might have something else in the house because if there's a birthday, then we have leftover cake, or, you know, or I have a daughter that doesn't like cake, so we have ice cream for her birthday. So I've tried to level up my ice cream things because I do, you know, Corinne talked about how she used to sit and eat,
Yes.
you know,
Ice
just
cream. Yeah.
ice cream. And so I've tried to level up my ice cream and, you know, get like just bars. So I just grab a bar instead of taking a whole bowl, or I've tried to level up to fruit bars instead of, you know,
This is such a good
but
example. And
those are the things I probably, you know, because my mind immediately goes to, oh, you shouldn't be having dessert that often. You know,
But
because I
that's not, I mean,
even
that
if
is
it's just
only
a,
one way, right, to level up. There are
yeah.
all these other ways, right? It's like, you know, we could talk about like what, you know, how often, right? All these different ways to level up, right? But like,
Right.
let's take ha like let's take a how often off the table for now, where it's like, no, you are having your dessert every night
Right. Even if
still.
it's just a Dove chocolate, you know?
Yes. Or like, could we, you know, like amount, right? Could we have maybe a little bit less when we're talking about like cake or ice cream or something like
Right.
that? Could
Right.
we, another way to level up is to kind of, you know, switch something out, right? Where it's like, okay, could I
Right.
have fruit one instead of something, you know, what I usually have one day a week,
Yeah.
right?
Okay.
Where
Yeah,
I'm
just one day.
still,
Start with one day.
yes,
One
start,
day at a
please
time.
start with one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Start with
And
one day.
so I can tell you're already kind of, you know, the gears are turning now, right? Where
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
like,
Yeah. If I could
okay,
just start with one day.
one day. I mean, and maybe you move to eventually, okay, one day I'm gonna just see, I'm gonna not have something, right? And I'm gonna see
Right.
how that goes, but maybe not yet. Maybe
Yeah.
not anytime soon. But
Yeah.
maybe that doesn't quite feel safe yet, right? This
Yeah.
is
Yeah.
you know,
I
and
think that's
so
the word you use there, safe. I think
yes.
that's the big part of it. My brain
Yeah.
doesn't feel safe.
Right. And
Yeah.
so much of what we're doing with, you know, making changes, right? We have to check in on our level of safety,
Yeah.
right? And we're talking a
Yeah.
lot more about that now in the membership. And, you know, Coach Kathy talks a lot about that with the nervous system, right? But it's
Yes, the tapping and definitely.
yes. So it's, you know, what feels safe to me? That might be the most helpful question for you. Again, what feels safe to level up, and then what doesn't right now, and let that be
Yeah.
okay, whatever the answers are.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so
All
much.
right.
Yeah.
I'm so
That
glad
was
that was
really safe.
helpful.
Yes,
And
that was very helpful. Thank
I
you.
think that'll be helpful for a lot of other people too. So awesome. All right. You
Okay.
good?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. See you, Cindy. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yes. I love working with people on different ways to level up because our mind immediately goes to, well, can't have this anymore. It's like, well, that's one way to level up, but there's a lot, of other ways that maybe feel more doable and safe to you right now. All right, Miss Karen, let's see what you got. I'm gonna, da, da, da. Leveling up portion sizes. Yes, that's what I was, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Hello. Oh, look at your cute hair. And you got your
Oh, thank
water.
you.
You got your, I'll take another drink. All right. So, what you got?
I have been writing down every planner, I even have reminders set to drink water. And I will go around with a dry mouth.
Okay. So how is that absolutely normal?
I don't know. I guess I'm thinking I'm a little more stubborn than I need to be.
Well, I mean, you are stubborn, maybe, you know, we're all stubborn, right? We're all rebellious. So.
I have the sugar-free flavored drink packets. Bottle, I have one in the car. I have numerous water bottles in the car. And I'll go, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the gas station and get a Diet Coke.
Because, like, what do you think about when you're like, yeah, I need to drink some water? Like, what comes up for you that leads you to not do it?
I wish there was something that would pop in my head. I mean, even like I have medication I take and I'm supposed to drink a full glass of water. And I won't finish a glass of water.
I mean, is it just something like, I don't really want to?
Yeah.
Because this is the
And
thing, y'all. It's not like some deep, dark,
no, and
dark
I
thought.
know, especially in the now that it's warmer, how good it is, how it helps release everything, helps with bloating, all that. And it's like,
But it's still something that we are, something new, right? Something different, I mean, even if we do drink some water, right? If we're increasing it, it's still like something we are telling ourselves to do. And that rebel in us is like, you're not going to tell me what to do. Or, I'm not going to do something that I don't want to do.
even when I'm working out, my trainer will bring my water bottle to me and make
Yeah.
me drink.
Yes.
And
Well,
I will
good.
argue with him. And it's water.
D said, LOL, you can't make me, right? And it's like,
Yeah, is this my little toddler, Hilda?
yeah. But it's, let's go to kind of what has worked for you in the past. Like when you are stubborn, and you that rebel's coming in. What has, I mean, because I know you've, I mean, you've lost weight. You've had some successes, right? What works for you to do stuff that you are stubborn about or that you just don't want to do in the moment?
A lot of things I can direct myself. Sorry, my cat's yelling. I can tell myself, I know you don't want to do this, but it's for your own good. This would really be helpful if you did it. And I've tried gamifying it. I say I've got every, I even have a margarita flavored water thing. The only thing I'm kind of hoping now is I, one of the most amazing members gave me her Ninja Creami, and you can make slushes in it. So I do have two different flavors in the freezer right now that is just the drink packet and water. Like that counts. That counts.
Do you track your water every day, regardless
I
of what
tried
you?
and I, it was just like,
I think that is another, you know, it can be something
I had
else.
like the online tracker
Yeah,
with
like Habit
watering a
Share
plant
app
and it
or
died. I had the water llama, I think, or something like that. It must have died.
But I think for you and for a lot of people, right, it is this practice of I got in 24 ounces today and I am proud of myself for that. Because otherwise you're saying, oh, another day, not getting my water in. And like, do we want to like make it easier to get more in tomorrow or harder, right?
Yeah, I
And
definitely want
so,
it to be easier, but it's like it's not even something that seems to be on my radar
well, it will
until
be
somebody
on your
says, what do you want to
radar.
change?
But here's the thing. It will be on your radar when you start celebrating what you already are accomplishing.
Okay.
Because here's what happens when we celebrate. Our brain lights up, you know, dopamine. It's like, ooh, oh my gosh, we're proud of ourselves. Look, I like that. I want more of that. So it's like, okay, 24 ounces. Okay, good for us. Like tomorrow, let's get 24. Maybe we can get a little bit more. Maybe she'll celebrate even more. We want this. Okay. So, and this is in, you know, this is for anything you're practicing. We
Yeah,
got to celebrate the heck out of what we do accomplish already. We can't say, oh, another day without getting my water in. That does the opposite.
and it works for just about everything
Yes.
else for me. I mean,
Okay.
I it
Okay.
used to be, you need to go to the gym. Now that's not even an issue. It used to
Okay.
be,
No
you really
different.
need to get your protein in. Now I don't have that problem.
Okay. This is just your next thing. It's right here. Plop down in your lap. This is just your next thing to practice and to become more and more easy over time, but it's still going to be a practice. I bet there are days you still don't want to go to the gym, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's still days you don't want to, you know, count your protein or, you know, get your protein in or whatever it
Oh,
is, right?
yeah, definitely.
Okay. This is
Maybe
just
I'll
your next
see if
thing.
my Alexa can yell it.
Okay. Yeah, come up. I mean,
Hey,
do
drink up, girl.
the other thing is let's come. It kind of reminds me of our whys, right? How we want to have like as many whys as we can. Let's have as many reminders, celebrations, you know, accountability with somebody else. Let's as much as we can, let's do it, right? Because you never know when, you know, you might not hear Alexa one time, but then later on in the day, you hear her then. And then you guzzle it and you're caught back up again. Now, the other thing that really helps me, and we talk about this a lot, is setting like little mini goals throughout the day, right? With this, I want to be done with, you know, or like whatever my amount is, right? I want to be done with about half of it by noon, you know, by lunchtime or so. Because it
Okay.
gives us that, you know, that kind of guide along the way. And then it's like if I'm not, I just guzzle it and then I'm back to being on
Yeah,
track.
I mean, I filled this last night and
Yeah.
it sat unattended and ignored.
Well, I just don't think there's anything wrong with guzzling, you know, I mean, just just guzzling. Now you're gonna have to go to the bathroom, right? But it's
Of
just like,
course.
but there's, I don't think there's any, I mean, maybe there's some science out there. I don't know. But I just don't, it's not like it's the right way to just like sip throughout the day. If we want to just guzzle in the morning, guzzle in the afternoon, you know,
Yeah, just don't
whatever
guzzle before
works.
bedtime or.
Whatever works. All right. So you're going to start tracking it and celebrating.
I think I'm actually going to do, I like the guzzle idea of just try to fill my tank up, kind of,
Yes.
and do that a few times a day. That I think I could, yeah.
Fill up your tank. Somebody, well, D said, drink up, you prickly cactus. I also like, I'm looking at your hair and I'm like, what do they say? Like, you know, like, don't be a wilted flower, right? I'm just like, I'm picturing you drinking and your hair kind of going, doo
It might, yeah, go up.
Yes.
Well, I know
So,
it'll be great for my skin, for my weight loss, for flushing stuff out, for.
yes. And so you've got all the whys, right? But the, you know, the whys don't work, right? Unless we're in action, you know, and practicing, right? And then celebrating what we do accomplish. I think
I
that's the key.
think the guzzle will be
Okay.
just enough of the strangeness and
Okay.
a little bit more unique than just sipping that I can go for that.
Kim said, if you can chug a beer, you can chug a water.
I can't chug a beer, but boy, you give me any other kind of alcoholic drink
Okay.
and
If you can chug a drink, you could chug a water.
yeah, that's the thing. If these were, rum and cokes,
Just pretend it's a rum and
I'm gonna
coke.
have to pretend. If I drink it fast enough, I won't know the difference.
Right.
All
All
right,
right.
thanks.
Awesome. Good stuff. See ya. All right. Bye. All right. That is true, y'all. Like, what do you need to celebrate what you are accomplishing, y'all? Whether it is, you know what, I stopped at enough at breakfast every day this week. What is something that you need to celebrate that you aren't right now, and you're seeing it as not good enough? I got 5 hours of sleep 3 nights this week, you know, and the rest, I mean, you know, it's like, this is the thing, is we've got to see what we're already doing and see that as something to celebrate rather than beating ourselves down for not reaching some kind of ultimate goal yet. Okay. All right, Miss Julie, we'll probably wrap things up here. Miranda says, how do you celebrate? Great, great question. I will talk about that after we talk to Julie. Hello.
I did it.
You did
I did it. Oh, Betsy.
All right. What's up?
Well, I have been in the membership about 7 years
Okay.
and I have never ever gotten coached.
Oh my gosh, I feel
So
so
this is
honored.
huge big deal for me. Yes, and I'm very proud of myself for even doing this.
Yes. Please do. Yes.
Whew,
Feel that.
I Okay, kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm struggling with perfectionism. And if you had asked me 7 years ago if I was a perfectionist, I
Oh,
was
yeah.
like, no, of course not. Because I'm
I
not
hear
that
that from
way.
every single person that I didn't think I was a perfectionist. It's because we kind of didn't realize what a perfectionist really is, or, you know, what one type is. But anyway, go ahead.
And how, okay, so how that plays out in OBS is I'm very all or nothing. Like I'll get going, I'll do all the things, I'm planning, I'm assessing, I'm tracking, I'm getting in my water, I'm doing everything. And then I'll just stop and it's like nothing. And so I'm really trying to change that right now. And I've started back again in May. And it's going well. I mean, I feel good about it. I'm trying to figure out what do I need to change to keep the to sustain and not to just do this,
And part of it is being willing to ask for help, because that's my deal. I
Yes.
don't want to
Yeah.
ask for help. I don't like asking for help. I have a lot of shoulds about I should know this. I should be able to do this. I'm capable. I'm confident, you know, all that stuff. And but it has just hamstrung me. And
Yeah. Not
so I've
working.
yeah. Yeah. So I've been like I've working on my whys. I've been journaling a lot. I'm not getting into the perfectionistic trap about, you know, I didn't do my plan exactly right. I'm trying to be more like, you know, you're talking about intentionality, just being intentional about it's okay to have substitutions. I'm being thoughtful. You know, I'm trying to think about, but I guess my question is, what can I do? Because I want to sustain it this time. I don't want it to just, I don't want to lose it again. And I want to keep going to reach my goals.
Well, here's what comes up, and I trust what comes up for me, you know, when I'm listening to somebody. I think the different thing that you may need to do this time is nothing.
That is very zen, Betsy. Okay.
I think, and when I, you know, when I say nothing, I don't mean you know,
Right.
I think maybe this time, because I'm sitting here listening, going, what do you don't need to change anything. You don't need to add on anything.
Yeah.
You need to let what you are doing right now be enough.
Okay. That
Now, I'm
speaks.
not saying forever,
Right.
but I'm saying I think this is what is the different thing, right? Because, you know, what
Okay.
you've done before that has not worked long term is, well, this isn't, I need to add something else on. I need to add something else on. I
Right.
need to level up something. I need, sometimes, y'all, the answer is we do not need to level up. That is too much for us, right? That's actually not safe for us yet.
Okay.
Sometimes the answer is I need to keep doing what I'm doing for, you know, and I'm real big on let's make a decision, right? Let's give our brain some certainty of like, okay, let's just keep doing it for, you know, let's say for the month of June. And then on June 30th, that's my reassessment date, right? And I check in
Okay.
with myself and I say, all right, are we gonna just keep doing what we've been doing? And, you know, we look at our stats and we look at our progress and all that kind of stuff. Or if I am maybe ready to level up, what feels super doable, super safe, right? In other words, for me. But I think, again, for a lot of us who have a lot of perfectionist thinking, it is a very, I will admit, very boring answer, right? Very unexciting answer, very non new shiny thing answer of, I need to keep going the way I am and learn to trust that this is enough for me right now.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you're right, because I'm just when you were talking, I was just thinking like I have because I think part of what happens right before I stop is I'll quit losing anyway because I start little cheats, you know, I start doing that thing. But it's also like I won't have the patience to say, you know, sometimes I'm going to gain a little. Then I lose. Then
Yes.
you know, I know the pattern. My weight will it'll go down, down, down. It'll bob up a little and then down and then go. You
Yes.
know, I need to remind myself that it's enough. That's enough. And I
That
just need to do
is
it.
a great point, right? Where it's like doing the same thing for a while gives us time, right? Sometimes, y'all, the answer is time. And if I could sexify that up in some way, I would, but it is just time gives us the opportunity to see these
Yeah.
fluctuations, right? To see how sometimes we're going to lose, sometimes we're going to gain, sometimes we're going to stay the same. And that the only way we can see that is time.
Yeah. And just being willing to wait it out. Like I'm going to wait it out. I'm not
Yes.
losing. I didn't lose this week. I didn't, you know,
I
I'm not,
swear
but that's okay.
that's
Yeah.
one of these superpowers, right? That is can be a game changer for so many people. I mean, you know, we can call it patience. But it's really just like, I know, you know, with, and you're hearing so much like, no, we need to change something. No, we need to add something. We need to stop doing this or whatever it is. And to again have this is what builds trust with ourselves, where it's like, no, I'm gonna keep doing these things. And then we've got our reassessment date, right? Again, it's like we've got our June 30th or whatever it is, and then we'll check in and maybe see what we want to do. But not yet. Let's just keep going.
I like that. I think that'll help me because I could, yeah, for June, I'm just going to do June for sure. And then I'll see what happens. But by then I'll be like, yeah, let's do July. So no, that's
And
good.
check back in like on this call or and ask coaches. I mean, that would be a great goal for you.
Since I now ask for help.
That's right. And you've, I wasn't going to say this, but I do work for Corinne. You've popped your cherry on. That's the only way to describe it,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly. No, thank you, Betsy. That was very helpful.
On getting
That was
coached,
good.
right? That's the only term I could think of. So, I
Well, I
want
can
you to
come
be,
back now.
there we go. I want you to feel proud of yourself for doing it. You've done it, right? And know that you can survive it. So,
Thank
great.
you.
All
Appreciate
right.
it.
Good stuff. See ya. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. Oh, perfect. Okay. We've got a few more minutes because I want to talk about how to celebrate. And then we've got a few questions in the Q&A. And then we'll finish things up. So, how to celebrate? Someone asked. I think maybe it was was it Pam? Was it somebody? Okay. How to celebrate? Number one, the easiest way to celebrate is y'all in these pre-printed planners that we have in your plan. There is usually a question around something like, what is something I'm proud of today? What is something I want to be proud of? That is your celebration question. Okay. And you can word it any way you want. What do I want to celebrate today? What do I feel proud of today? What is a win for today? That is how you celebrate. Okay. And there is a reason we have that as a question on most every daily or, weekly thing that we produce because it is a practice, it is a skill. Our brain is not designed to look for that automatically. Our brain is designed to look for what we didn't do. Our brain is designed to look for problems and threats and danger to keep us alive. And so we have to, on purpose, find ways to celebrate and what to celebrate. Okay. So that's how you celebrate, is what's just one thing I'm proud of today? And then you start like, I mean, I want y'all to think about even like today, it's almost noon here, right? What is the one thing I'm proud of? I got up and did my exercise today out in my garage, and it is hot and humid here, and I did it. I knocked it out. And so just do that right now, right? And see how your brain, the gears start turning. Okay? So that's how you do that. Yeah, and Laura says sometimes I just celebrate the moment just by saying yay me. Like, I mean, with practice, right? You can start to celebrate yourself in the moment. But for those of you all who are not as practiced at it, right? Just keep that question handy. And the best way to do it is if you're making a plan and assessing it, that's a question you answer when you're assessing your plan every day. Okay. All right, let's do some questions. Anonymous says, will this course, the Healthify course, help me? I've been diagnosed with prediabetes. Yes. Yes. Go through the course with, your diagnosis in mind. Okay. And maybe any kind of guidelines that your doctor has given you and all that kind of stuff. Okay. And then, if you still need some help, now, we are not doctors here, right? We are not giving out medical advice. But just go through the course and with all of that in mind and see how it can help you. Okay? See how it can help you. Here's the thing, y'all. I mean, we all, no matter what diagnoses we have or don't have, we all eat in a individual specific way. Okay. Whether we're allergic to something, whether we eat things or don't eat things for our health, whether we just don't like things. I mean, my special diet is no black olives for me. Okay. I just don't like them. And so if we can really think about the way we eat as just something that works for us instead of this restrictive thing I have to do, then that right there can help us. And there's a lot of that running through the course. Okay. So just go through it. And then if you still have questions, reach out and ask coaches. Okay. And, but also we do have our special diets Facebook group that, or also just in our main Facebook group, we have so many members who've di been diagnosed with prediabetes. You can get all kinds of support from your fellow No BS women. Okay. All right. I'm driving, so I can't raise my hand. I'm really having a hard time with water and think that is the key to me losing this month. All right. Well, listen to Karen's call if you didn't already. I've tried timers, reminders, and always have my water bottle with me. So just like I talked to Karen is the, you really want to listen for when the timer goes off, when you see your water bottle, what comes up that leads you to not pick it up and take a drink. And a lot of times it is some sort of very simple thought like, I don't feel like it. I'll do it later. I don't really want to. But that's all it is. Okay. I have one client, private client who has worked on this, and what really works for her is see it, drink it. See it, drink it. If she sees her water bottle, she's like, okay, it's I just saw it. I gotta go over and pick it up and drink it. And she guzzles. Okay. Linda said, is this a regular coaching call every Saturday now? No. This is our end of the month call or beginning of the month call to kick off the next month. And so whenever the end of the month falls, whatever day it is, so it's a different day every month. Okay, Linda. Now we have our regular calls on Sundays. But this just happened to fall on a Saturday today. All right. My doctor asked me to track what I eat and understand why. I showed her my No BS planner, but she wants me to add quantities. I'm trying not to have flashback to old diets, counting points and macros. I know it's just data, but still, I thought I was done with all that now that I'm a No BS woman. Okay. Yeah, you thought you were done with that. But here's the thing. This is the thing about doctors and them telling us what to do, y'all. Doctors are not, authorities over us. They can be very helpful. They can offer us suggestions. And often those suggestions are very helpful to us. But here's the thing, there's no have-tos, even if a doctor tells us, right? Always go to like, if we get cancer and a doctor recommends that we get chemotherapy, we can get the chemotherapy or not, right? I know that's an extreme example. But if a doctor tells us to track what we eat, we can do that or not. We have the, free will to decide. That's number one. And then number two, with that in mind, okay, what do I want to do here? If I'm free to do anything I want, do I want to track quantities or not? But it's not coming from have-tos. It's not coming from pressure. It's coming from what do I want to do and why? Okay, so that's what I want you to think about, Diane. All right. And if, what do I want to do and why? If anything is okay, if anything is okay, and no one's forcing me to do anything, I want you to do some writing on that and then bring it to ask coaches if you kind of get stuck or if you kind of want to. Just share with us what you learned from that. Okay. All right, last question, then we'll get out of here. I've lost 67 pounds since about this time last year. Amazing. I used my Net Diary to track all things food, supplements, water, activity, etc. The past 2 weeks have been really busy at work. So it started with not getting in enough water, then tired at night led to eating pretzels out of the bag, stopped tracking in the app, and then a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's, and then a burger combo with soda in the drive-thru. I feel like I'm spiraling down this road of bad habits and hear myself saying, "What are you doing? Why are you blowing this? You were so close to down 70, and instead you went up 3 pounds back to 65. Why are you letting everything go to shit? Get yourself back on track, help." All right, here's the thing, Jen. Okay. You got a lot of thinking, right? That is feeling very out of control. But here's the thing. I want you to go back to not getting in enough water, eating pretzels out of the bag, stop tracking in the app, breakfast sandwich at McDonald's, etc. All of those things were individual choices. Okay? There is not some out of control thing happening with you. Y'all, I hear a lot about the slippery slope. And there is no slippery slope. There is a series of choices that we all make, and we do have the power to stop. And here's what's happening, Jen. The stop voice, you are hearing it. What are you doing? That is a part of you that's saying, Jen, we can stop right now. And it's coming out as, what are you doing? I want you to answer that question. What are you doing? I am making all of these individual choices. And then what is my next best choice? It takes one decision to get right back to it. It takes one decision, one choice, and one action to get right back to it. You can't afford to live in this out of control, everything going to shit kind of place, Jen. You're not out of control. You're not on a slippery slope. You can get back on track with your next best decision. Okay? What is it? What is it? Okay? So, that's the thing. And I mean, I'm not saying it's going to look perfect from there on out, right? But you've got to give yourself the gift of, I am in control. Can I just walk over to my water bottle right now and get caught up on my water? Can I eat lunch today? Too enough. What is your one choice to get right back to it? Okay. Okay, y'all. Diane, I said, let's see, I'm not sure. You said, I want to, but I need help with my thoughts. And that is the question, right? What do I want to do and why? If anything is okay, that's what's going to help you with your thoughts. Okay. Yes, Anonymous, I answered the question about pre-diabetes. So you'll have to catch the replay because I got to go, y'all. Here, one more question. Oh, and Mary just said, when will the replay be available? Probably Tuesday, because I think right now our replays are coming out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. But in the meantime, y'all got the Healthify course. Y'all got calls tomorrow. You've got all the other replays that have come out. So y'all got plenty to do until my replay comes out. But I love that y'all are wanting to listen to the replay. Okay. Oh, this was such a good call. All right, y'all. Well, just have a great, great rest of your weekend. I think we're gonna maybe spend some time with family tonight. And depending on the weather, it's been so rainy here. We might go to the lake tomorrow just for the day. So I'm super excited about that. Excited about summer happening and summer coming. And y'all have a great weekend. Take care, and I will see you soon. I'm actually doing the nighttime eating call next Tuesday evening. So filling in for Lizzie. She's gonna be on vacation. So I will see you all on Tuesday afternoon, 5 p.m. Central. Check your training calendar, okay, for your time. All right, guys. See ya. Bye-bye.